morning, good afternoon, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the conference call. Ms. Shirley Chen, please be your call in. I'll be standing by. Thank you.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for dialing in to IRC 2015 Annual Results Conference Call. Today, we have on the line IRC's CEO, Mr. Yuri Makarov, and also our CFO, Mr. Danila Kotyarov. Now, I'm handing over the call to Mr. Yuri Makarov. Yuri, please.
Many thanks, Shirley, and good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the IRC call. As you, I'm sure, aware, it was a challenging year for the mining industry and as a whole, and IRC is not an exception. Iron market has seen a biggest decline in history, impacting miners' revenues and margins all over the world. Our strategy in this environment is crystal clear. We are trying to survive through optimization, efficiency improvement, and cost cutting. Operationally, unfortunately, our first mine, durationally, our first mine, Kuranakh, has shown great results last year, while our cost optimization measures allowed to cut costs per ton by half. Unfortunately, we need to admit that we have decided to put Kuranakh to care and maintenance due to adverse mining conditions. So since this month, we are finishing shipments from this mine. However, lessons learned there gives us confidence that the similar optimization results will be achieved in KNS. KNS mine, our flagship project, unfortunately has suffered a significant delay, but I have confidence that the commissioning guidance that we gave to the market end of last year, when we declared the start of the production in Q2, will be met. I'm now at KNS myself and can report that the hot commissioning process is going as planned. We plan to fully commission KNS crush and screening plant in the next couple of weeks and simultaneously start hot testing of main plant. I think it's worth to have a look at the slide number 7 if you would like to understand generally about our company. If somebody of you is a new person, we are situated on the far east of our country, and we are very well connected with the chain. You can see that there are a number of border crossing points, and one of them, one which will be built in next couple of years, and it will connect Russian railroads and China railroads in a very favorable way to our company. It will help us to save some costs. Danila later will tell you about it. On the slide number 8, you can see the last 6 years history of our company, from the Hong Kong IPO to the commissioning of KNS project this year. On the slide number 9, you can see that after we will finalize the construction of KNS and we will start production here, we will add 3 more million tons of iron ore concentrate. Unfortunately, we will not get 4.1 million tons, but that's because of Kuranakh mine will be on care and maintenance. On slide 10, you can see a snapshot of how well we are established in China. We are operating there for more than 10 years since the first shipments of the equipment to our Kuranakh mine. And since that time, we create very strong relationships with very good partners in this country. You can see that General Nice and Min Metals, they are they're good friends of us, and they help our development in this great country. On next slide, you can see our position in the slide 11. You can see our cash cost position comparing to our competitors, and I would like to attract your attention to the fact that with the new bridge, which is 80% finalized, our cash cost will be $6 lower comparing to the basic scenario when we are delivering our product to China through the existing border crossing point. As I mentioned, we are very close to China, being on the far east of Russia, and on the slide 12, you can see comparison of the amount of days you need to deliver iron ore from either Australia or Brazil to China. And you can see that obviously we are much closer to them, and our clients think that it's a great competitive advantage. As I mentioned previously, unfortunately, our Kuranach mine is on the canned maintenance now, in spite of very good results of the operational results of last year. But as you can see on the slide 14, even favorable depreciation of Russian ruble doesn't help us to beat the decline of the iron ore price. So mine is now stopped, and we hope that somehow in future we will be able to commission it once again if prices will be increased. Daniela will give you later more details on the results of Kuranach and as a part of the group, but you can see that comparing to the previous years, we increase the production and decrease the costs. Next slide, adds some information. Slide number 16 adds some information about the best, probably the best years of the existing of Kuranach mine. Once again, unfortunately, stopped now. But we should admit that existing of Kuranach helps us to understand how we can optimize our costs, and we are more than sure that this understanding which we get from Kuranach, it will help us to operate our next project, Kimkan project, much more effectively and much more competitive, because all those ideas which were implemented in at Kuranach, we are now implementing them here at Kimkan as well. This project is much closer to our clients, which means that we will spend less money for the railroad considering that this plant is much bigger, we have also strong belief that it will help to cut costs even further. Apart from that, we make a review of our mining schedule, and right now we are preparing for mining with sensibly lower stripping ratio comparing to what it was initially designed. It will help us to survive for the next couple of years, and later on we will return to the previous stripping ratio and we'll continue our operations. As I mentioned previously, once again, KNS is now under the process of the active commissioning. Couple of hours ago, we were discussing with our subcontractor finalization of the commissioning of the dry part of the plant and supplying of the water for the beginning of the commissioning of the wet part of the plant. Hopefully, they will be able to get water in next few to receive water in next few days. According to the head of the project, to the director of the project, Mr. Soon, who is now also here, they are going in line with the schedule, and they don't see any big issues to which will not allow us to commission plant until the end of June. Almost all equipment is tests, and now they are making fine-tuning of the whole system and preparing themselves to do the 72 hours test in June, or hopefully even earlier, if there will be no any testing problems. Once again, later Danila will give you update about our discussion with CNEC, ICBC, and Sinosure, which are very positive. And I think that's pretty all about our operations. You probably should pay attention to the slide 19, where we put a review of all our projects, but considering a very low price of iron ore, we are fully concentrated now on the commissioning of the Kimkan project and all our projects which are on the development stage. We are keeping them open, but we will pay much attention to them when market will be more friendly for new volumes of the iron ore, which is not the case now. I'm happy to answer the questions if there are any, or I can do it later on after Danila will, maybe it will be even better to do it later on when Danila will do the review of the financial side of the project or of the group. So, Danila, can you please do financial?
Thank you, Yura. Ladies and gentlemen, let me run through the slides in relation to our financial performance in the previous year. If you look at the slide number 21, it gives you the main highlights and main information about our profit and loss account. I think the main information to note here is that, as you mentioned already, we have experienced a significant decline in the amount of revenues, of course, which is the result of a significant decline in the price of iron ore and the ilmenite, the products which we are producing at Kuranak. As you can see in the on this slide, the overall decline on the price of iron ore was around 44%, while the ilmenite decline was still resulted in very significant decline in the total amount of revenues, although you shall note that due to significant efforts of the management in terms of the increasing of the operational efficiency and cutting the cost of operations, we had similar decline in the amount of the OPEX, while the volume of the volume of output has not decreased. In addition to increasing operational efficiency, we had it achieved a significant decrease in the general and administrative cost of the group, because all the focus of management was on increasing the overall efficiency of the business and decreasing the cash the burn ratio of the group. Yet as a result of this, the underlying results of the group, if you exclude the impairment, which is a purely of the accounting nature and represents a non cash item, the underlying result has improved, although it's still negative. Although we are looking with an optimism in this year when our KNF mine it will be in operation. If you look on the slide, on the next slide, you can see the analysis of the results of our cost operation, of our cost program optimization at Kuranok. As we mentioned already, part of this is attributable to the decline of the ruble. Although the majority of the cost optimization it relates to the efforts of the management. We are planning to introduce the similar optimization approach when our KNF mine will be in operation. On the next slide, you can see the main information about the balance sheet of the group. The major difference is, of course, the impact of the accounting write-off on the amount of the assets of the group. Although I need to underline again is that this is a non-cash item. On the next slide, you can see the quick analysis of the cash balance and the liquidity of the group. So our amount of cash at the end of the last year was 58 million US, including 2 million on the debt service reserve accounts with ICBC. And although you shall know that 26 million out of this amount was utilized in January of this year in order to service the debt service reserve account in order to meet the requirements of the bank. As you can see on the next slide, we right now we are in a very constructive and a positive discussions with ICBC on the restructuring of our loan agreement. And a part of this process, we are requesting the holidays on the utilization of this DSRA account. If this approval is granted, which we are expecting in the next few weeks, then we will be able to utilize $26 million of US, which are currently on this account, in order to service the loan of ICBT in June of this year. So, in addition to the holidays on the utilization of a DSRA account, we're also requesting the holidays on the covenants of both guarantor and KNS, who is an obliger with ICBC, and yet again, as I mentioned already, we are expecting the positive outcome of this soon. On the next slide, you can see the main highlights of a settlement agreement, which we have announced, the signing of which we have announced it in the middle of the March. Yes, in our view, it was a positive outcome. The major terms of this agreement is that all the disputes between us and NAC about the cost of EPC contract, all these disputes were resolved. NAC has reassured us that the new completion date of KNS, which we has announced, shall be in quarter two of this year. All these deadlines are going to be met. And as you just mentioned, the progress that with KNS at the moment, it gives us the confidence that this deadline are not going to be changed. So, another thing to note is that the amount which is due to CNAC in accordance with the current version of the EPC contract, which is roughly 23 million excluding of VAT, which originally were payable right after the completion of the KNS. These amounts are going to be delayed and are not going to influence the liquidity of the group until the end of the next year. In the next slide, you see some information about the project of the bridge, which Yura has mentioned already. Although we are not the owners of the project, because we have sold this project a couple of years ago. Although we remains the most interested party in the project, and on the basis of the recent on the results of the recent visit of the government officials to KNS, we made an announcement about this few weeks. We have received the reassurance that the project is going to be completed in the next year. what will allow us to improve improve the efficiency and effectiveness of KNS project. On the next slide, on the last slide, you can see the major the information about the group and the shareholding structure of the group, which has no change since the open offer of last year. There is no the major change here. I think that that constitutes all the information, and we are now ready to move to Q&A.
Thank you, sir. We will now poll for a question. If you'd like to register for a question, please press star 1 on your telephone. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, should you have any question, please press star 1. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, should you have any question, please press star 1. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, should you have any question, please press star 1. Thank you. Our first question comes from Matthew from Pine River. Thank you.
Good morning, gentlemen. Can you hear me?
Yes.
How are you? Thanks for the update. I was wondering if you can possibly give us any more color at all about the remaining obstacles with getting the waiver from the banking group. Are there any particular issues that need to be overcome, or is it an administrative delay, or can you give us any more information?
Yes, I can answer the question. As I told already, we are in a very kind of proactive and positive dialogue with both ICBC and I'm not sure who are the insurance agent of the bank. The discussion was it's going on, as you're probably aware, since the end of the last year. We have received the preliminary update about the process, and the update we have is quite positive. We have not received an official confirmation of the approval yet, although we believe that it's, as you rightly mentioned, in our view, it's more of the administrative process at the moment. And yes, in our view, all the requirements that we have been speaking about with the lenders in the past quarter, we met them, and we hope that we will be able to announce the signing of the documents in the next few weeks.
Okay, well, that's good news. Do you have any updated projection for the deadline for receiving the waiver? From the operational point of view, I mean, when you'll run into difficulties on the operational side if you don't receive the waiver?
As you know, in accordance with the credit agreement with ICBC, the repayment of the loan is scheduled twice a year, at the end of the year and the middle of the year. So in terms of the absolute deadline to get the approval. I think that the deadline is in June of this year, and we are of the view that we definitely will be able to reach an agreement with the lenders before the deadline. As I mentioned already, we hope that it will be the case in the next few weeks.
Okay, great. Just one quick question on one of the slides. So the bridge completion, when's your expected date on that? I noticed on the slide that there's in one paragraph it states 2016, and in the image there it said 2017. Which one's the most recent estimate?
Previously, as you know, yet although we need to mention that we are not in control of the project, and previously the guidance was that the project might be completed at the end of this year. Although on the basis, I think, of the latest information which is publicly available, and on the basis of the feedback that we received from the deputy PM of Russia, who was with the visit at KNS a few weeks ago, and one of the topics of his agenda, which he discussed with the government officials, was the progress with the bridge. The feedback he gave was that the project will be completed during the next year, and on the basis of the recent information which I read in the news this week, he made a number of the public statements reassuring that it's going to be the case. So we are talking about the next year.
Thank you, Matthew. Our next question comes from Mr. Daniel Chen from Hong Kong. Thank you.
Hello. I would like to ask about what is the relationship between the IRC group and General Knights right now? Because it seems that they do not add any funds into the company. And also when you see the share price, it's very disappointing, you know, to the investors.
Thank you. I can answer the question. I think the relations of the company with the general Knights remain as it was. GN is one of the largest shareholders of the group, and although, as you're probably aware, the terms of our original under holding agreement were not completed yet. It's still open, and we can only repeat that the remaining amount of the subscription of GN remains out pending. Yes, although we need to also know that 80, roughly 80 percent of original commitment of GN on subscription to the shares of IRC have been completed. We received approximately 170 million of US, and we are grateful. So I think that's all I can update you on. Yes, you asked a second question about about the unfortunate decline in the share price of IRC. Yes, we as a management, we are of course fully sharing your disappointment and concerns about this. although I think there are a number of factors which are pushing the price of IRC at the moment, which is of course decline on the market, and yes, obviously yes, it was a delay in commission of KNS, and probably the uncertainty with our discussions with the lenders. Although yes, as we mentioned already, and Euro mentioned already, at the moment we are quite confident in the commission of KNS in the middle of this year. As I mentioned already, we are positive about the outcome of our discussions with the lenders, and hopefully that yeah, the recent improvement in the dynamics of the price of an IRL, we hope is going to be sustainable, and hope that it will allow us to show the good results on KNS, and as a management, we're doing everything to decrease the unnecessary costs and expenses of the group. You have seen this in the slides which we talked about, and our decision on putting Kuranak mine on care and maintenance. The logic of this was this whole purpose of this was to decrease all the unproductive costs of the group and to focus all our efforts on KNS, which despite the low level of iron ore, the price has a very good chances of being a profitable project even in this environment. I hope that answers your question.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Terence Yao. Thank you.
Hey, this is Terence from Hong Kong. I'm the IRC, the long-time investor, which is, I hope is almost 3 years. My question is, why the stock is getting lower and lower? Because since, you know, KNS, the production is coming, the cost will be cheaper in the world, but how come the stock price is getting lower? Is this the fund house or other people is very frustrated, or have there any other reason?
Thank you, Terence. Let me answer your question. Actually, our CFO Danila just now has answered a similar question to the previous questioner, but I will recap what he said. Basically, he mentioned that the share price performance has gone to this point is mainly due to, you know, the drop in the commodity price, and also because you know, we have some delays in terms of the KNS project, and also we are in the discussion with ICBC, our lenders, and all these factors lead to a decline in the share performance of our group. But we are assuring that as KNS is coming on stream, we will be improving our cash inflow, and we thank you for your patience.
Thank you once again, ladies and gentlemen. Should you have any question, please press star one. Thank you. Ms. Chen, would you like to... there seems to be no further question at this point in time.
So thank you very much for dialing in today, and we hope that the results and Q&A session will give you a detailed update of our group, and we'll see you in the next quarter announcement.
Thank you for your participation. This concludes your conference. Thank you.